Yeah, how long ago was it, Sean, that we would buy tickets to events, and to buy those tickets, we would go to the people having the event? You know, if you wanted Tigers tickets, you went to the Tiger box office. Mm-hmm. You want a concert ticket, you go to wherever they're going to appear, and you buy your tickets at that box office. When did that all change?
Boy, it seems like the last couple of years, I remember what a shock it was to not get the regular ticket anymore, or even the paper ticket that you printed at home. My son and I, all the games we went to, we made a point to save our tickets, and, well, you save tickets no more.
No, and that was a great piece of memorabilia, frankly. Anyway, Ticketmaster was the first company that I'm aware of that stepped up and started selling tickets to all kinds of events. So when that happens, there are other people who get into the business, and as it turns out, they find ways to improve that business. And that's certainly the case with a Detroit-based ticketing company that's now received national attention through its success, that through pivoting during COVID-19. They went from having tickets for 1,000 events and down to zero events because of COVID. And they offer some unique features for some their own little niches, if you will, like haunted houses, axe throwing, and tours. One of the founders, a co-founder of Passage, and CEO, Alex Linnebrink, is on the other end of our line. And congratulations to you, Alex, a Detroit area company going into a tough business and doing very well. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well, and thank you for the congratulations. It was obviously it's been a heck of a ride through the years, especially through the pandemic. But it's been okay. We just sold our 6 millionth ticket.
Wow,
which is huge news for our team. Yeah, and you know, really, that's more of a testament to the great events that we work with, the people want to buy those tickets, right? But we couldn't be more thrilled to be where we are today and to keep things growing from here.
Passage has tripled its sales in the last 2 years, operating remotely out of a co-working space on Hunt Street near Eastern Market. And the growth pattern, if I were an investor, I would look at your growth pattern and say, boy, I got to invest in that company. But I don't think we can invest in your company quite yet.
Well, not on the public markets, at least. We certainly have investors in our company that have supported us through the years, even some angel investors. One person that I know you know very fondly, Stephen Luigi Piazza, was an investor in our company. And what a great man and huge support that he gave us very early on with our company. So I couldn't be more thankful to him and our other, you know, lots of local and investors here and around the country. But hopefully someday we'll be on those public markets and big enough that you can just look us up on the NASDAQ.
Well, if Stephen Luigi Piazza, may he rest in peace, loved you, then I love you too, because he was such a good man and he was such a good angel to lots of small businesses that he helped become big businesses. And it sounds like that was the case for you with Passage. Now, you do the tickets, you do them for, I don't want to say unusual events, but if you're looking for tickets to a haunted house, you might find it at Passage. If you're looking for tickets to go to one of those very dangerous axe-throwing bars, you can go to Passage. I don't know if you sell life insurance with those, but anyway, it's interesting that you found your own niche, and it's going well. But the one that really attracts a lot of attention is what you just launched recently is the digital NFT collectibles program. Explain that to me.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you actually mentioned the heart of this part right when we started this conversation here. You said these tickets used to be a piece of memorabilia, right? Now
right.
It's all gone digital, and a lot of that has fallen by the wayside. And, you know, we've tried to figure out a way, you know, everybody's been trying to figure out a way to replicate the success of these, you know, physical collectibles, trading cards and things like that online for a long time. And most recently, you might have heard about, you know, NFTs. It's been a buzzword in the news. It's difficult to understand, But the best way, you know, to put that is it is a technology that has the blockchain cryptocurrency stuff behind it. But you don't need to know all that. You just need to know that it's a collectible. It's like memorabilia. There can be a limited number of them, and it can have artwork that's attached to it, and it can have one owner. And that's really the key thing with any tradable or collectible. If you get that trading card or that signed ticket or jersey or something like that, it's something that there's a limited number of, maybe really limited if you get it signed and, you know, it's one of one type thing. It's tied to some, you know, unique memory, and it's held by one person. And that's the same thing here. And in fact, that's what we're doing by tying these directly to events. We're letting them be tied to those experiences that people have and those memories that people have. And one of the cool things that we can do that you didn't used to be able to do with this stuff is we can add, you know, additional access and additional benefits to these. So maybe if you're a holder of one of these collectibles, you can also get into a pre-sale for some merchandise for a company, yeah, for a team or an artist, or into a special VIP area that they only let their collectible holders into. And it becomes kind of a membership, something to help you engage not only with the artist or event organizer or team there, but also with the other fans, you know, that are super fans just like you and interested in the same thing. So that is a cool new technology that we're launching. And we're doing it in a way that you don't have to know what blockchain tech is. You can just, you know, set these up in a few minutes on our platform if you are an event organizer. And if you're a consumer, you can buy them with a credit and debit card, and they'll just be tied to your account. You don't have to create one of these complicated blockchain wallets just to have an experience with these digital collectibles.
Alex, something that's been hot locally, you're going to be a part of the National Independent Soccer Association. Of course, DCFC has become a hot name around here. I think Gold Star Detroit with Dan Milstein and Alex Lebanski coming on, that's going to get bigger. Tell us about your partnership with the NISA. I really think that might be the next big thing around here.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, we were super excited for this. Obviously, you know a little bit of the history. You've talked about it there, that DCFC was part of the NISA and then, you know, moved to USL Championship League this year. And by the way, we are still the official ticketing partner of DCFC and work with them on all their ticket sales, too. And it's been a blast to just kind of grow with them through the years. They've been such an awesome name to have here in Detroit. But NISA, or the NISA there, we've been talking to them for, you know, a couple of years now, really since being introduced to them by DCFC, you know, when they started with them in 2020. And, you know, since then, we've gotten the ball rolling and had these conversations. We do work with a couple of these NISA/NISA teams already there. And, you know, we finally just put it in writing last week, actually, that, you know, we were going to make this an official partnership for the next 3 years, where we would be the official ticketing partner of the main NISA league. And then also their NISA Nation league, which is kind of their developmental league, and the NISA Independent Cup, which is their independent cup, kind of, you know, an open competition to independent soccer teams across the country.
Yeah, soccer is where you kind of got your start, and then preeminent in soccer, and now so many other great things. And we just wanted to salute you. Glad we saw, I think Ann saw the story in Crane's Detroit Business, where they were featuring you as well, a fine Detroit-based, yes, ticketing company now receiving national attention. And I can see why, because we're talking to the CEO and co-founder of Passage, who has a lot of passion for his company. And Alex Linnebrink, thank you and best of luck to you.
Well, thank you both as well. I appreciate the program and the attention. Thanks a ton, guys.
All right. Passage. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yep. It's always great to find another great Detroit business. As we continue on this Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.